Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Do you remember back a couple weeks ago where people were lining up at 4 a.m. to get those Trader Joe viral Halloween totes?
I sure do. They started lining up at like 4 a.m., starting open till what, 10?
No, I think it opened up at 8.
Always good to have your facts right. Thanks, Kel.
But I'm wondering, out of all those people who stood in line very early in the morning, how many of those totes are we going to see tonight when kids are out trick-or-treating?
We ended up with a few of them.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, I have no clue where mine is.
I used mine once the very next day to bring my lunch to work, and then they went straight in my closet.
And you haven't seen it since. So are you going to break it back out for Halloween tonight?
I think I might, but it's not like my kids are going to use it because they're not that big. They're not going to hold a bunch of candy.
But you're going to be walking around with them tonight, right? So
yeah.
I mean,
my wine's not going to fit in there.
That's what was my next question. What alcohol can you fit in your little bag, Kel?
Mini bottles of Tito's.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Happy Halloween. You decided not to dress up today?
I am dressed up. I don't have all my I'm missing one little part of my costume.
What is your costume?
I'm that Ben Affleck meme where he's annoyed. I just need to bum a cig off somebody later today.
Oh, that is good. I thought about dressing up and I was like, no, because I got to get out of here early and then go home and get Halloween stuff ready. But kudos to people who got up, put their costume on, and they are heading to work. Did you see the story about the dentist and his whole office dresses up like the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Wow, I love that. Good group costume.
Yeah, he's Jack Skellington working on these little kid mouths, which could be terrifying, but he said it actually puts them at ease.
Oh, good.
I feel like some offices are better suited for costumes. Like if I was going in for surgery and my surgeon showed up and he was Jack Skellington, I don't know if I would feel, you know, at ease.
Probably not.
Why are you dressed up like the Grim Reaper? So if you're heading to work today and you're dressed up, will you let us know? First, what is your costume and what are do you do?
Yeah, is this going to mesh well or is it odd? Call or text in at 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Happy Halloween. My favorite part of Halloween, of course, is the trick-or-treating with the kids at night. But I really like during the afternoon when you like run to go grab lunch and you see all the adults that are dressed up that went to work in costume and now they got to go get something to eat quick.
Fools.
Where are you at in here? Oh, I'm behind Big Bird. I'm in line. All right. Did you dress up to go to work today? And one, what is your costume? And two, what do you do for a living?
There's a lot of people on Facebook chiming in that work for schools. Either they're teachers, they work at the school district. Frank said, I'm dressing up as Michael Myers, and I work for the school district. Now, is there...
I hope it's high school.
Right. Is there any, like, guidelines you have to follow when you're dressing up at a school where there's kids?
Oh, well, I know at, like, my kids' school, because they're allowed to dress up today. They can't wear masks, so Carter can't wear his ghost face mask, and they can't have any props with them, especially if they're fake weapons.
So I guess does that differ from faculty and staff? Because Michael Myers, you have to wear
a mask,
right?
And you carry a fake knife. I just want to see if Frank's a kindergarten teacher, though. Tell me your ABCs. Rocio in Temecula, are you dressing up today?
My costume is the teacher from the story called Brown Bear, Brown Bear, and I'm a teacher.
Oh, that is super cute. What grade do you teach?
TK, which is kind of like preschool.
Do the kids dress up today? Is that a thing?
Yes, we're having a costume parade with my students. We've been listening to the Brown Bear story while they eat their snack. And every time the teacher comes on, they say, oh, that's you. Then I say, oh, I forgot my green sweater and the blue glasses and the pink lipstick. So I put all that on today. So when we listen to the story, maybe it'll dawn on them that, oh, she's the teacher from Brown Bear, Brown Bear.
That is really, really cute. Erica and your Belinda took a spin on one. I'm sure we are going to see everywhere the whole 6-7 thing. But she's a high school teacher. So she's wearing a John Elway jersey, so number 7. And then she's going to look like a sick person. So she's wearing a robe and slippers with a thermometer. So she's sick 7.
Brilliant.
I love that. Hey, if you are dressing up, take a picture of yourself, post it on our Facebook, because we have our very own costume contest. We're going to give you the details on that. That's coming up just after 7 o'clock.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
$45 down the drain, because my kid told me I want to be an inflatable Enderman from Minecraft last year. Don't ask me what that is. I don't know. It's a character. But those inflatable costumes, they look cool. You can't actually trick-or-treat in those.
Not practical.
No. He lasted 5 minutes before he was like, Mom, can I just put something else on to go trick-or-treating?
This was last year's costume?
This was last year. Okay, cool. Trying to find a last-minute costume for him to wear and 5 minutes in that $45 costume.
What didn't work about it? What was the problem?
It just, like you said, it wasn't practical. He's like, it's hard to walk around because it's all big and inflatable and then ring the doorbell and put the candy in the bag. He's like, it's just, it's not comfortable.
Since it's inflatable, does he have to carry around like a little air? Like, what keeps it?
They have a little fan and you just put it, it clips like your back pocket. Oh. So it keeps the air in there. So it's not anything like huge or heavy. It's just, it's big.
It's a little
bulky.
Much.
Yeah. Have you ever had a costume that totally backfired? You were like, in my head, this was a great idea.
Gosh, not that I could think of. No, everything is, and I say that now and something's going to go wrong tonight. No, I've been pretty lucky. What about you?
There was 1 year I got, well, when Art and I were dating, I was really into like making our own costumes. So we did like Ninja Turtles, April O'Neil, stuff like that. Oh, one cool. year, I was like, let's go as Frankenstein and I'm going to be Elvira. And he's like, okay, painted his face, got a nice jacket from the thrift store. He looked great. I put on a wig. I had this black sexy dress. Went to the party. Everyone's like, are you Snooki or Amy Winehouse?
Are you Snooki?
I was like, I'm Elvira. Right now, they're talking about costumes that backfired. Here's one that I always worried about. The 323 says, I was a mummy. I thought it was a great costume until after a few drinks at the party, it didn't work out too good because I didn't think about how I would go to the restroom.
Good news is, if you got to go, I mean, you got the TP on you already. You don't have to actually go to the bathroom.
Myra in San Bernardino, what happened with your costume that backfired?
So I was walking. It was, I think, well, like a tight dress, and then out of nowhere, we were trick-or-treating with my kids, and it ripped open in the back. So embarrassing.
The back above the waist or lower?
Like the middle of the back, lower back.
You were showing some butt cheeks.
Yes. So embarrassing.
How far away from your house were you?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's a long walk back with the breeze.
Yes.
Poor thing. That is so embarrassing.
But, I mean, with a warm Halloween that we have here,
yeah,
kind of nice.
Until little kids are like, Mommy, what's her costume? Don't look. 951 says, I was Miss Thornhill from the Netflix show Wednesday, but low-key, I looked more like Chucky.
Okay, I don't know what Ms. Thornhill looks like, so I have to look that
up. She has red hair.
See the comparison. Okay, well, there you go.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Can you feel it? Because I feel like I'm projecting anxiety right now. Game 6 World Series taking place tonight. Dodgers got to win tonight to keep going.
I'm feeling good.
Are
you? Nice little one-game lead, yeah.
Well, you know, we both kind of agree. This is probably going to go 7 games.
I think so, too.
I hope so.
I think the Dodgers are going to look good tonight, and we'll go to game 7, and we got to wait till, let's see, that would put us at Saturday,
mm-hmm.
is game 7? Okay.
Fingers crossed. Hey, Rob, what's going on? What can we help you with?
I have a question, Kelly.
Yes?
Can you do me a favor and play that beautiful Blue Jays song that Anthony sang yesterday?
My man.
Motivation?
No, I can't do that.
She doesn't want any more treats today. She's had enough this week with all her Blue Jay wins.
Yeah,
and
I'm already freaking out today as it is, okay? Don't add to my anxiety.
I got you.
Are you actually a Blue Jays fan or are you just a Dodger hater?
I'm actually a Padres fan, so yes, I'm a Dodgers hater.
Okay.
I like this guy.
Well, I'm sorry you guys don't know about October baseball.
Well, okay, Kelly.
I'm really just going to make everybody mad. I am so on,
mean.
Like, scorch the earth right
mean.
Now. But game 6 taking place tonight. It's Halloween. My husband has already started to drop the excuses of, well, somebody's got to stay behind to hand out the candy. So I'm wondering, with the big game on the line tonight, a lot of Dodger fans, and as we're finding out, a lot of Dodger haters, a.k.a. Blue Jays fans, are you actually going to be passing out candy, or is it going to be a bowl on the porch? Leave me alone. I'm focused on the game.
I think you'll see a good amount of people passing out candy. You have the game. You'll obviously have the game on. Maybe you have to sit out in the porch. And for those that are going to be, you know, tailing their kids walking around, everyone's going to have their phone in their hand.
Yeah, and if you are in the garage and you got a garage TV, please, please turn it on.
You're going to have some friends in there with you.
Yeah. So how are you handling Game 6? We want to know. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Sky, are you going to be watching the game tonight or passing out candy?
Passing out candy.
No interest in the game whatsoever?
I don't really watch sports.
The correct answer would have been, well, I already know it's over. Toronto's got it in the bag.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Thank no, Sky, we're good. Trying to send him back to Canada. Don't agree.
Sorry. I'm not a Dodgers fan, so...
You come back up north with me, we'll get you some maple syrup.
Let's go.
Well, I'd love to say that I'm sorry for you, but now I'm not. Man, everybody is coming at me this morning. Is this really how you felt when the Dodger fans were coming after you?
Don't feel good, huh? Now, I can tell that they are more so Dodger haters than they are Blue Jays fans because Canadians are very, very polite, and they would never speak to you like that.
These text messages are not polite. 951, I'm going to watch the Dodgers choke from the comfort of my living room while passing out candy. Okay, that was not very nice.
I kind of like that one.
Vito in Menifee, are you going to be watching the game or handing out candy tonight?
Oh, no, I'm going to be watching the game. I'll leave a bowl of candy on the porch and let them have at it. I'll be watching the game. Go Dodgers.
Sorry, kids. I'm busy. Priorities.
Yeah. Well, you know, the kids in this area are pretty good. So they'll take one or two and then they'll move on. So, you know, they'll save some for the other kids.
By the way, PSA, if there's a bowl of candy with nobody there, you're walking up to the house, don't be the kid that pours the whole bag into your little goodie bag right there.
Mm-hmm. Don't be that kid. Big E, what about you? Game or passing out candy? What are you doing tonight?
We're going to do a little bit of both. We do, I've been in my house like 29, almost 30 years, and all my neighbors, we've raised our kids together, so now it's our time. So what I started was every Friday in my neighborhood, we get together for happy hour. We talk about the work week and have cocktails and all kinds of good stuff.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a great neighborhood. I want to go trick-or-treating there.
What time does that start?
Put some candy in my kid's bag, fill up my cup. All right, what are you doing tonight for Game 6? Are you watching the game? Are you multitasking, trick-or-treating, and watching the game?
I think I'm going to multitask. Yeah, I've never taken Reese actually like door-to-door Halloween.
Really?
Halloweening? What do you call it?
Trick-or-treating.
There you go.
Yeah.
Again, Canadian. So I'm probably going to do that, but also I'll have phone in hand, keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Well, hopefully I will have a smile on my face while we're trick-or-treating.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.